has been almost 3 weeks since the NBA season has begun, and we can conclude many things. Let's start off with the East side. Man, the Cavaliers have had an outstanding start. They're the first team since the 2016 Warriors to start off the season with a 10-0 record. They are absolutely demolishing teams. Darius Garland is having a comeback season, averaging 20 points and 7 assists on 50-40-90 shooting. He's looking like an all-star candidate. And Jared Allen, his pick-and-roll mate, is playing like prime DeAndre Jordan, averaging 15 and 12 on 69% shooting. Now let's move a little bit down to the Celtics. They're looking like they might repeat, because even with Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis missing, the Celtics look just as good as last season. Jason Tatum looks so motivated with his performance in the Olympics. And he's right now second in the league in scoring. There's a huge gap between those two teams and the rest of the East, as there's already a 4-game gap between the second and third seed. It's already looking like the Eastern Conference Finals has been predicted, Celtics versus Cavs. Right now, the Knicks are looking like they're winning this trade because Karl-Anthony Towns is dominating. He's looking like one of the best big men in the league right now, averaging 24-13-2 on 50% from three shooting. Maybe he was right about being the best big man shooter ever. Now let's go down to the East. The Bucks are looking like the Bucks. I mean, what did you expect? They're being coached by Darvin Ham and Doc Rivers. That's a recipe for disaster. Man, I thought Dame would come back this season, but it's looking like he's washed. Maybe they tank for Cooper Flagg? Who knows? Now let's move on to the West side. Are the Warriors back? Let's go splash, buddies. Look at Buddy Hield, man. Klay Thompson, who? Phoenix and Oklahoma are tied for the first seed in the Western Conference. Phoenix is a surprise. Oklahoma, everybody thought they were going to be dominant. Chet Holmgren is playing better than Victor Wembanyama right now. He's looking like the best big man of this recent class. Maybe he should have won Rookie of the Year. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander right now is number one in MVP candidate, and deservingly so. Some of the numbers he's been putting up are insane, and he's so consistent. Bradley Beal, it looks like he finally came to play. And just maybe, Phoenix won the trade. KD is playing like his Thunder days. I think those Olympics really motivated him, and he's looking like prime KD. What a performance to start the season off. Anthony Edwards, how much did you learn from Steph Curry? He has the third most threes in the first 9 games of a season, just behind Steph in 2019 and 2024. I mean, he's sniping. The Grizzlies looking tough out there. Get some more minutes for Yuki Kawamura. That's the Japanese Magic Johnson. Jokic is putting on one of the hardest carry jobs ever. He put up 29, 18, and 16 for the Nuggets to beat the Brooklyn Nets by 5 points in overtime. Don't expect the Nuggets to make it past the first or second round. I mean, if they're putting up these performances against the Brooklyn Nets led by Cam Thomas, how are they going to beat the Phoenix Suns, the Warriors, the Mavs, the Lakers? I mean, the number of teams in the West is wild, so don't expect them to go far. Now moving on to the Mavericks and Lakers, they're barely meeting expectations. Klay Thompson is not locked in. We thought he'd be redeemed himself, but he's not doing that. Anthony Davis might just be the fantasy MVP. What a start to the season. Man, the West is looking stacked. 11 teams are above 500, and there's a 3-game difference between the first and 11th seed. The finish to the season is going to be so good in the West. Make sure you tune in. Time for some predictions this week. Mavericks-Warriors. Warriors, I think the Warriors are going to win. This is going to be a good one with Klay's return, but Golden State's depth will outmatch the Dallas' small three. Suns versus Thunder. I mean, this is going to be a matchup with the Titans. But without KD, I think the Thunder are going to get this one. Especially because they're going to lock in on Devin Booker, and Shai's going to dominate like usual. Finally, Knicks versus Sixers. Sixers got this one. Joel Embiid is going to make his season debut, and I don't imagine that Big Purr is going to give him that much trouble. PG is probably going to get into a groove by then. I think the Sixers are going to look smooth as butter. This will do it for these predictions. Now I want to move on to the main topic of today. The Golden State Warriors. I mean, how impressive have they been today? Today I want to talk about the Golden State Warriors. I mean, how impressive have they looked throughout these first 2.5 weeks? The first thing that really stood out to me is the team chemistry. I mean, the energy that they produce is wild. I mean, the entire team, because there's so much more youth, looks more energetic, enthusiastic, and that results in the play too. You can see it. The defense from 94 feet is beautiful. And the incredible shooting and ball movement is because nobody's selfish. There's no egos on the team, and everybody is connecting well. And I think this is what surprised me the most. But something that also surprised me was Buddy Hield's immediate fit. I mean, that was amazing. The jumpers he's hitting, the passes, it's like he's been on the Warriors for multiple years. Everybody fits with him so well, and it's like this is his perfect team. And another underrated guy I want to talk about is Lindy Waters. I mean, when he got traded to the Warriors at the middle of the offseason, it seemed like this was just a useless signing and he was going to get released at the beginning or end of training camp. But throughout this journey, he has shown how great of a player he is. From the three-point shooting to the defense to the effort. He is such a good glue guy for this Warriors team, and I really hope he sticks with this team. And he could be a big factor when it comes playoff time. All this has been great for the Golden State Warriors, but they've had some disappointments. And I think you know who I'm talking about. Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, it's not like necessarily he's been horrible or anything. But the fact of the matter is, he's not been up to par. He's not been performing. And the expectations for this season for him were mind-blowing. He was supposed to be all-star level, if not all-star. But throughout this small portion size, he's not been anywhere close to that. He's not been that efficient. He hasn't been that great on offense. And he doesn't seem that enthusiastic. This offseason, he bet on himself, and he didn't sign a contract extension with the Golden State Warriors. Well, I think this decision might have backfired for him. But he still has 72 more games to go, so it might be an overreaction. Now let's move on to some surprising coaching decisions. Steve Kerr. What a decision. 12-man lineup. That's amazing. At the beginning of the season, he made it clear he was going to try utilizing the Warriors' depth as much as he could. We already knew this Warriors team was incredibly deep, but we didn't know how deep. It was a 12-man lineup for the first two games, and there was 12 people in each game that played 14-plus minutes. That's incredible. Obviously, that's not going to withstand for the season, but it just goes to show how many options the Warriors have. Steph got injured very early in the season. The third game of the season, to be exact. But with the Warriors' depth, Buddy Hield was able to somewhat replace Steph Curry's shooting. The playmaking aspect was somewhat replaced by Pajemski. And the whole team, because of the team chemistry, stuck together. And they were cooking. They did not lose without Steph. That's amazing. They were down 20 points to the New Orleans Pelicans in the first quarter, and they climbed their way back and defeated them. This is without Steph Curry, mind you. So I think this is the most impressive part that might give the Warriors a chance to win it all. So for the next couple of games, I think it's important to watch how they handle these top-tier teams such as the Mavs, the Thunder, and more. If they perform good, that just shows they're ready for the next level and they're not a pretender, but actually a contender. But let's say they struggle. This might show they have a lot more to improve, and I think they have to make a trade at the deadline if they want to be competitive. Bottom line, this Warriors team looks rejuvenated, looks so much better, and I think they're in to have a great season. And that's going to do it for today's podcast.